Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a day indeed that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And today is Friday the 12th of August 2022, and we are just excited with what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends, we are excited with what God is doing, for he is just a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we are going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are just grateful for another opportunity, for another day to stand on the gap and intercede and pray for others and encourage each other, for iron sharpens iron. And we thank God for this platform that he had provided for us, yes, under the leadership and the visionary of this platform, Pastor Darlene. So we are excited. Let us go before the Lord in prayer and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us today. We are ready to operate and function the way you have designed and assigned for us today, because we know the steps of a good man, they are ordered by God, and we thank you for ordering our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We pray that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father, whether by deed, whether by action, or by not doing what we are supposed to do, whether by verbally, Father, or not being obedient to your word. We just pray, Father God, that you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God in the mighty name of Jesus, that you wash us, Father, wash us clean. Wash us with your hyssop, Father, that will be clean and be cleaner than snow. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that the accuser of the saints will not find anything to accuse us with. In the name of Jesus, so we thank you, Father God, for creating a clean heart, yes, in us this morning, and renewing a steadfast spirit within us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are not even casting us away from your presence. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us in your presence and restoring unto us the joy of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because this is the confidence that we have, Father, in you this morning, because we know, Father God, that you are a hearing God. Yes, you are a merciful God, Father. So we approach you with confidence that when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you hear us whatsoever we ask. We know that we will receive, we will at it, because you are a giver. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, for you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, the one who is full of love, the love that covers a multitude of sins, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning. I honor you, Lord, this morning, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, you are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live, Father. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning as we continue to stand on the gap and pray and intercede for our loved ones. Yes, we are still believing, Father, this year, 2022, for 2,200 souls to come into the kingdom. We are believing, Father, heaven and depopulate hell in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, because we are believing that in those in that number, our loved ones, those who do not know you yet, those who have gone astray, will come back in the name of Jesus. So we pray for them, Father, this morning, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you break every yoke, you break every bondage, every chain that is holding them back, regardless of whatever it is, because there is nothing impossible with you, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that they come to repentance. They come to recognize you as their God, as their Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus, and believe in you, Father, and trust in you, Lord. For you are a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, that they will hear your voice, Father, not the voice of a stranger. They will not follow, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Some of them are just confused and trying to carry the burdens they have by themselves. But you are a burden lifter. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that they come to their senses and soften their hearts and come to you as you promised in your word. You said to come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, that you give rest in the mighty name of Jesus, and exchange their yoke with yours. For your yoke is easy, your yoke is light. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, that they come, Father. Yes, soften their hearts, Father. Soften their hearts that when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we continue to believe and trusting you, Lord, for restoring our nation, Father, as we stand on the gap and call unto you, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, with humble hearts, Father, and sincere hearts, and seek your face, Father, and pray that our, as a nation, turn away from our wicked ways, and that you hear us from heaven, and you heal our land, Father. Forgive our sins, Lord. So we stand on the gap for the nation, Father, for the restoration of our nation, that we send back to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that you continue, Father God, to take charge and transform, Father, yes, the leadership of our nation, Father, starting from the executive branch, Father God, the president and vice president and their cabinet, Lord. Yes, the legislative branch, the Senate and the House of Representatives, Father. All our judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower courts and the Congress, that they come with rules and regulations and laws that govern fairly and govern everyone, Father God, not just promoting one side or just promoting certain select individuals, but for all, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we pray, Father, for all the governance, all the leadership, oh yes, on our local levels, Father. Yes, our national and international, as I stand, Father, for all, yes, the continents, Father, the country, nation as a whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that our leaders do what is right so that we can live a peaceful life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that all the systems of our lives, yes, work well. Yes, we know the children are going back to school. Some have already gone back. Some are preparing to go back next week. I just pray, Father God, as they prepare and those who are, for the parents that you provide for them, they will be able to get all the resources their children need, all the supplies they need for their children to be ready for school, Lord. I just pray, Father God, for the whole system, the education system, Father, the educators, the students, the parents, yes, the school counselors, the administrators, the bus drivers, and everyone who is involved in the education of our children, the well-being of our children, that we work as a team in the mighty name of Jesus. We are believing and trusting you and putting it in the atmosphere, Father, because we are spiritual beings and we are seeking spirits. And we believe your word, Father, because you said life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we speak life. We speak a productive school year this year, Father, 2022-23, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we speak life, Father, that no school shootings this year. We're going to break records of a peaceful, yes, school year, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the children are ready to learn, the educators are ready to educate, the parents to support everyone working for the well-being of our children this school year, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. All the systems of our lives, Father, the health system, the workforce system, Father, whether it is a private or a faith-based work system, or whether it's public, everything function well, Father, that there will not be cutting corners, and though the employees and the employers all work together in a respectful and cordial way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. And we know, Father God, for all these systems to function and work, we need a strong family. We need a strong family. So we thank you, Father God, and believing for the restoration of our families, Father. Restoration of the family, that fathers, yes, restoring them back to their sons and mothers, to their daughters, yes, and husbands and wives and children as a family, Father, to function each one on their respective places well. We rebuke this dysfunction that is going on. I thank you, Father God, for restoring, yes, the fathers as heads and priests in their homes, Father. Yes, that they lead their families in the things of God. And I pray, Father God, because the world hasn't been so kind to male a child out there. Some
fathers were having hard time even to provide for their families. So I pray, Father God, that you open doors for them and give them wisdom and give them the wisdom. Some they need to start businesses and come with ideas to gain wealth and to be able to take care of their families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that the husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church. Yes, and he gave himself for his church. So I pray, Father God, that the husbands love their wives and wives submitting to their own husbands and children obeying their parents and parents not provoking their own children. That everyone function well in love, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, even a single parent home, Father. We thank you because you are the head of that household. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you give wisdom, Father, to that parent to take care of his or her children, Father. Yes, knowing that he or she is not alone, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are always present. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. And those who are sick in their bodies, I thank you for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, for Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes we are healed. So I decree and declare total healing, Father, in all areas of our life, Father. Yes, regardless of what manner of sickness it is, Father, whether it's emotional, because there is a lot of people walking around emotionally sick right now, especially with the status of our nation and what is going on. It's making others so emotionally sick right now. So I thank you, Father God, because the blood of Jesus heals emotions. It heals mental. We are having a lot of mental sicknesses and mental disorders, Father. I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to heal, Father, whatever it is, physical sicknesses, Father. Some are suffering from COVID and all these cancerous diseases. Some have cancer of the brain, some cancer of the bones and the lungs and cancer of different organs in their bodies. We release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Some are suffering from unforgiveness. I pray, Father God, that we forgive because some of these diseases, these internal and diseases are being caused by unforgiveness. So we pray, Father God, that you give us a forgiving heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And some are just battling these spiritual warfare. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say, Father God, anything and everything that has been said, any battle that is coming, whether we know it or we don't, some we will never know about it, that you fight our battles. For you are a warrior. You fight every battle for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that whatever sickness and disease that is attaching itself on your children's bodies, and if some they just need a healing as a miracle so that they will wonder what has happened and they will turn their hearts to you and know that you are a healer and you are a miracle-working God. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Father God. We honor you for hearing our prayers, and we seal this breakthrough by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. We glorify him, and we thank him for this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends, for this opportunity he has given us again today. So this morning, before we get our lines open and hear who is here and those who have praises, give you an opportunity to praise God and testimonies and a prayer request. I just want to go quickly into the Word of God. We had a very, very powerful and loaded week this week. If you have missed it or missed a day, I will encourage you to take it upon yourself and do whatever means necessary to have time, you know, invest the time and go back and listen to what the Lord has given us throughout this week. So our scripture of the week is coming from the book of Psalm 145, verses 1 and 3. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Amen. That's our scripture of the week. So this scripture really triggered me to go back and read the different psalms, and the Holy Spirit just took me back to the book of 1 Samuel, you know, about David, because we know most of these Psalms and Proverbs, and it was David. You know, they were written by theologians. I am not a theologian, but I love to read, and I read a lot of stuff, and especially that I know they encourage my, my spirit, and I feed and read, and I encourage myself, and we iron sharpens iron, so it does not hurt for you to read and hear how God is using other people and what different revelations. But anyways, I am just saying all this to say that it just took me back, and I took some time and read about David and what David come to, and I found out that most of these psalms, David was praising God regardless of his life. You know, at times David lived a reckless life and a rudeful life, and sometimes he will fall. I'm just paraphrasing all this. And then I found out that even at one point, God called David a man out of my own heart. So because he praised God, David believed in God regardless of how he fell, you know, how he sinned against God. And when he sins, he will not take long. When he recognizes, he will run back to God and confess his sins. Even at one point, he didn't even see it himself, that it even took a prophet to reveal it to him, when he took and killed Uriah and took Uriah's wife to be his wife. So we can see in the story of David that he fell a lot, but he still went to God and confessed. And we as Christians, when we go to the house of worship, when we hear the word of God, sometimes the word of the Lord will convict us, and sometimes it will bring us into remembrance of our short, that we confess our sins. And our God, he's faithful and just to forgive us, and he is right there to forgive us. So as I was reading and seeing all what David has done, how he trusted God, you know, even when he slew Goliath, you know, that is faith right there. Looking at David, how small he was and how big Goliath was, but he went and fought him by faith. You know, he trusted God as young as he is. Even at one point, you know, before he was a king, I am just all over the place, and the way I want us to go is for us to praise God. And at one point, as a young man, as a young boy, David played the harp, praising God and playing the harp before Saul. And the Bible says, as he was playing the harp, it soothed Saul's spirit, because Saul, at times, he will get possessed and he will get really outrageous and get in some rage spirit. But when David played the harp for him, it soothed him. So David was a worshiper. He was he worshipped God. He praised God. He repented. He loved God. He believed in God. So when you read all these different psalms, you will see how David's personal life and how he praised God. Even when you go to the our beloved psalm, you know, Psalm 23, when he talks about the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not be in want. You know, he just was praising God at a level where we all understand. And at times I just think of the teachings and life and teachings of Jesus Christ, how he taught, you know, for those 3 years in his ministry, he taught mainly by parables. So Jesus was a storyteller. He would tell stories that people can relate and then have a heavenly meaning so that people can see and easily have an understanding of what is going on. But where I want us to go is on Psalm 34. We're going to pick the first, nine verses. And David, I mean, when you go through all these psalms, he is still praising the Lord. On Psalm 45, you see, I will exalt thee, O Lord, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. I will bless thee. And then Psalm 34, he says this, I will bless the Lord at all times, not only when things are good. David says, at all times I will bless the Lord, whether I am in sickness or in health, I will bless the Lord, whether I have or I don't have. Those days when I do not have what I want or I don't have enough, I will bless the Lord, whether I am sick in my body or I am not, whether things are going well the way I want them or they are not, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We know what continually means. It means always, at all times, I will bless the Lord. My soul shall make him boast in the Lord. He humbles. No, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Everything, in every day, I will praise and exalt the Lord. And on verse 3, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now he is inviting this praise, this goodness, this God. It gets sweeter when we invite other people in. That's why we encourage each other to win souls. That's why we encourage each other to say, to testify. Because when we testify, when we give our testimonies, we are encouraging others. We are inviting others to praise this God, to say, look what the Lord has done for me. So David, on verse 3 of Psalm 34, he all magnified the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. He's inviting others to come together. That's why when we go out and we testify or win soul or encourage somebody, it feels good. It feels good when we pray with each other. That's why every morning when we get here, when we are done, we leave this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. We are feeling good. And the goodness, we just take it with us throughout the day and wherever we go. And David said on verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. My brothers and sisters, do you know our God is a deliverer? He deliver us from fears. What are you afraid of? Some people are now in fear when they hear all these diseases and these sicknesses. They get afraid. Some people, they are still in their homes. They can't get out because they are in fear. Or what are you afraid of? It might be something else. I spoke with a certain person. When was it? It has been a couple of weeks. And just being afraid of death, this person, I said, are you sick? Do you have a chronic disease? And she said, no. And I said, what brought that in your mind that you are afraid of death? Why are you afraid of it? We all know that death is going to happen. Once you are born, what's left is death, is what you do with your life in between before you get to death. But we know death is coming. You know, but so I had to encourage her and speak the words to her. And I told her about salvation. You know, whatever it is, for God so loved the world that he gave himself, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So you need not to spend your life now fearing death, waiting for death to come. But you need to spend your life now investing and in God and preparing for where you are going. Because we know God loved the world, that he gave himself, his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So there is everlasting life, but we need to invest in it right now. So he said, what verse were we in? I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 4, verse 5. They looked unto him, and we were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. That's the God we save. He saved us from all our troubles. And he is a hearing God. He hears prayer. He answers prayer. He is not a deaf God. He is a hearing God, and he is a saving God. And on verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. So he is our protector. He is our shield. That's the kind of a God we save. And David say on verse 8, all test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. We need to trust God. Yes, and all fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. When you fear the Lord, when you trust the Lord, when you bless him, there is no want in you because you fear him. Psalm 23, become alive, that he is a good shepherd, and he make us lie down in green pastures, and he leads us beside the still waters. He is the one who refreshes our souls, and he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So my brothers and sisters, we need to praise the Lord at all times. We need to exalt his name at all times. As we praise him, as we exalt him, our burdens are lifted. Yes, and we receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. As we exalt him, yes, he lifts us up. So this morning, our lines are open. We are not going to ask for nothing but just to praise him. Let's just praise him. Let's just exalt him because he deserves all
Thank you, Lord.
Wake up this morning. You have breath in you. To have voice. coming up to God. That is great, because there are some who went to sleep last night and they never woke up, and we are here. Let us exalt Him.
God, we declare Your goodness this day, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank You, Father God. I praise You. I magnify You, Lord. I exalt You, Father, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God. You are the God. You are the God.
Thank God, thank God, thank God, Pastor God, like how you'll see it for the miracles that he works so great. And I say he's able, hallelujah, God, will keep all the calls on the Lakayo Sita vocal code. I see prayer. We just thank God for a week of worship and praise, hallelujah, God. We thank him in Jesus' name. And that of the we want to set ourselves in agreement for a goal. Praise that to the car and pray with these prayer requests. And we thank you, hallelujah, that the car is.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen.
I do have amen. What amen. I want to share this morning. This morning I want to thank God for, I had some water that was running, you know, when it rains, and it was just running in all kinds of different directions down towards the basement. And so it would go under the garage. The garage is in the basement, so it would go under the garage door. And someone came over this week and directed the water away, put some pipes in the ground. And there's a little bit more work to do, but I just thank God that when it rained last night, the water did not come in. It was raining so hard. And so I went outside just to see what was going on, and I was able to see some things that need to be adjusted. So I'm just praising God for the favor. It didn't cost me anything to have this work done, so I'm just, oh, my God, it's such a blessing.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Praise you, Lord God, for the work in the Lord God, in the favor in the name of Jesus, the Lord God. Thou alone are worthy. Miracles so great, O Lord God. You alone are the power and the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Thank you. All praise to our God. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. He's worthy of the glory.
Thank you.
You're showing
yourself
great. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heaven's glory. Yes, yes, yes. He's alone as we're the hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. God only the Lord God. All we belong to you and working miracles. No great.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord. Thou alone, alone art worthy.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Both now and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God. I just want to thank the Lord and thank each of you for praying for me when the Lord opened an opportunity for me to minister last Sunday. And I just thank God for his grace. And now it's like he opened a floodgate. So I have a couple more speaking engagements this month that the Lord just opened up this week. So I am just humbled and thanking God for opening doors for me. And I do know that, you know, he who has begun a good thing, he will complete it. So I just thank God that I'll continue to be humbled and allow him to use me in the way he wants to use me. So we thank God. So at this time, because of our time, I'm going to leave time to Pastor Darlene, and she will share with us and then lead us to the prayer of this prayer request in Jesus' name. And you all have a blessed weekend, and I do believe that your weekend, this weekend, is going to be better than last weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Just want to just continue our focus. This is something that not only in our time here on the prayer line, but when you are praying, just pray consistently. He said to pray without ceasing. And these things that we are seeing in our world, in our country, in our cities and states and neighborhoods, we want God to continue to bring about change. And I believe I heard Pastor Scholastica when she was praying this morning that this will be a special year where we would not see these things happening in our schools, that we would just see just peace for the children when they go to school. And we're believing today for the peace of God to be upon our nation. We know that there are a lot of evil demonic spirits out there, and when we pray, you just call out those demons that are out there that need to be destroyed, because that is what we can do. So we're believing today for the peace of God that is not what anybody would believe would happen, but we're believing for the peace that surpasses all understanding, and we believe that God would keep our world, our nation in perfect peace. So we're going to, actually I'm going to read that scripture, that verse today. It's in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 7, and it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So today when we're praying, let us pray that the spirit of peace will be released across the nation, that the peace of God, Jesus Christ himself, is the Prince of Peace. And even when he was on the boat with the disciples and the wind and the waves were raging and he was asleep in the boat and they called him and he got up and he saw the wind and the waves and he just said, "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waves stopped what they were doing. So we pray today, and that is what we want to focus today, that we will pray for the peace of God, that peace be still in our nation, peace across the land and around the world. There are people who have just cantankerous minds and they just have evil in their hearts, and we pray that they will come to the body of Christ, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, that they will repent of the evil that's in their hearts, and that they will not use the weapons that they have to hurt and harm people. So today we're going to, that's what I would like for us to just focus on, that, just loosing the spirit of peace in our government, in our schools, in our even in our businesses, that there will be peace in our businesses, because sometimes people who are on a job, they may get laid off or fired or something, and then they go back into the business and just shoot folks up. So pray for that too, that there will be peace in the businesses and across the land. So all the prayer requests that came forth. In fact, I want to add another one. It is for our evangelist, Carolyn. She's out in Seattle. Pray for her children, her son, grandson, daughter. Just pray a covering prayer for them, that God will work some things out for them in their lives. Amen. So let us come together. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. We just bless you this morning, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we bring this prayer request from this need that is brought to God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
There will be peace, O Lord God, in our system, O God, in the name of Jesus.
There will be peace, and every family in the street,
Jesus,
in the mighty name of
Jesus, your word says, if anyone needs wisdom, let him ask. Yes, and you, our heavenly Father, you give without even holding back. So we thank you, Father God, for wisdom. We thank you for peace. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your healing power. As they go to the doctor today, Father, let you get a good report, Lord. Because whose report do we believe? And we believe the report of our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. And we thank you for celebrating, Lord, their anniversary, Lord. As I pray, Father God, that they celebrate knowing that you took the best part. And for you who has begun a good thing, you will complete it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for your the Holy Ghost, fire. Yes, for your Holy Spirit. Yes, who is our teacher and teaches us all the hidden things. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Father, this morning, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, yes, I glorify you, Father, and magnify you, Lord. For there is no one like you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Yes, you are from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. I trust you, Father. I depend on you. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, and we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower, and when we run to you, Father, we are safe. Thank you for safety, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Honor you, Lord. Magnify your name. There is no one like you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
And your right name, O God. All
you,
good
person
from you, Father.
Jesus, man.
Your name, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord this morning, thank God today for everything that we have received today and also this entire week. I mean, it's just been a beautiful week and a beautiful year. I mean, the entire year has been an awesome year here at Prayer Deliverance Ministries. We've heard the testimonies. We will continue to look forward to hearing those testimonies because they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. So this morning I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. Send them back to the sender. I speak this even concerning witches, warlocks, wizards, those who are using Ouija boards, those who are using any kind of black magic against the people of God. Those things will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to receive the word of God because it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that we will see breakthroughs today, those breakthroughs in whatever it might be for your life in the name of Jesus. I decree that we work with God and he will continue to heal, deliver, and set us free. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, neighbors, and your enemies, that they will come be a part of the body of Amen, everybody. day and an awesome week. For Monday, everybody with you. Please remember, when we're online, that you should mute your line if you have noise in the background. Please remember that. We would appreciate it when we are talking. Whoever may be talking, that whatever you're doing, just mute your line and we won't hear the background noises. And I thank you so much for being so kind. Everybody, be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.